Father, we give you the credit. Holy God, we worship and honor you and adore you. Thank you for the privilege of a life like this. Thank you because we live in you, we move in you, and we have our being in you. Bless your word tonight. Let no one leave you the same. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise, somebody. We believe that this is the day the Lord has made, and whether the enemy likes it or not, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Shout the loudest, amen. Very quickly tonight, we shall be looking in scripture in this preservation service with a subject titled The Preservation Power of the Blessing. The Preservation Power of the Blessing of God. The Preservation Power of the Blessing of God. Job, our objective tonight will be to understand how the blessing preserves. Understanding how the blessing preserves. And secondly, understanding our access to the blessing. I pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation will be upon us tonight, and that we'll receive the fullness of what God has in Jesus' precious name. In Job chapter 1, verse 9 and in verse 10, then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge about him and about his house? And about all that he has on every side, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." He is blessed, and he has a hedge around the blessing, the preservation power of the blessing. There are three things I want to say by way of introduction, and that is, number one, that the blessing of God is an asset of unquantifiable value for life and destiny. The blessing of God is an asset of unquantifiable value. You can't quantify the value of the blessing because its value is beyond money. Second, that the blessing of God carries the power of preservation. The blessing of God carries the power of preservation. Generally, when people hear of the blessing, they think of money, they think of wealth, they think of resources, they think of favor, they think of fortune. But a blessing does not just come with favor, fortune, resources. It carries preservation power, and we shall look at it here. And thirdly, the blessing of God does not endanger the life of a carrier. Rather, it preserves the life of the carrier. And I'll let you know why I'm saying this. It does not endanger the life of the carrier. Rather, it preserves, it envelopes the life of the carrier. The meaning is, when God makes you successful, you don't run the risk of being destroyed. Like somebody becomes wealthy in the world and he has to go and look for power to protect himself so that they don't kill him away from his money. Or somebody gets a promotion and becomes an important person. And then people become concerned that this one that you are now very important, there are people who may look for you to waste you. That is the opposite. That does not happen with the blessing. You don't run the risk of being destroyed by haters. You don't run the risk of being destroyed by wicked people. Why? Because the blessing positions the blessed in the realm that is beyond the reach of wickedness. Don't forget it for life. The blessing positions the blessed in the realm that is beyond the reach of wickedness. Satan was unable to reach Job until he got permission from God by the fear of Job. The blessing positions the blessed in the realm that is beyond the reach of wickedness. It positions the blessed in the realm that is beyond the reach of harm. Concerning the blessed man, he said, his place of defense shall be the munitions of the rocks. Bread shall be given to him, and his waters shall be sure. But Isaiah 33:15-16, you can locate it for me. 33. He that walketh righteously, speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his ears from seeing evil. This man shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. He is in the realm where roaring lions can't operate. As I stand to speak prophetically, and by the apostolic and prophetic mantle, I decree today, by the hearing of what you are hearing, your life is now positioned beyond the reach of wickedness, beyond the reach of harm, beyond the reach of the agents of darkness. You believers, shout the Lord and say amen. Look at somebody, say, tell them when they ask of me. Say, tell them when they ask of me that I am located in the realm that is beyond their reach. I am located in the realm that is beyond the reach of harm, beyond the reach of wickedness. Shout the loudest, amen. How does the blessing of God preserve the blessed? How does the blessing preserve the blessed? Number one, the blessing establishes the presence of the Lord around the life of the blessed. And that presence brings preservation. The blessing establishes the presence of the Lord around the life of the blessed. And that presence brings preservation. You remember Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2 said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. How do we see that? That the blessing establishes the blessed in the presence of the Almighty. Psalm Genesis chapter 17 verse 1. Look at Abraham and look at what God is saying. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, this is Abraham the blessed. The Lord appeared to Abraham, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Move, flow in front of me. Abraham, in case you are not aware, you are in my front. I got your back covered. Look at your neighbor, say, God got your back covered. Walk before me. Walk before me. Walk before me. Don't be afraid of man, woman, devil, witch, or wizard. You are right in front of me. In Genesis 26 and in verse 24, God spoke to Isaac also and gave him that assurance of his presence. And the Lord appeared unto him, that's Isaac, the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with you. And I will bless you. And I will multiply your seed for my servant Abraham's sake. I'm reading that passage. And he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants did dwell. Fear not. No fear. Make nothing make you fear. No shake. No shaking. A day. Hey! I like this, our God. He said, Isaac, I have not just given you money. I'm not just giving you wealth. I'm not just giving you riches. The Philistines are envying you. I saw that, how they were envying you just now. But just calm down, a day. Somebody say a loud amen. Just now he told Abraham, walk before me, I am in your back. I got your back covered. And then now he's telling Isaac, we are together. We are together. We are together. We are together. And I'm sure you know the meaning of God's presence. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they compass me. May the presence of God today become real in your life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The blessing establishes the presence of God around the life of the blessed. And that presence brings preservation. We saw Abraham. We saw Isaac. What about Jacob? Genesis 28 and in verse 15. Jacob the blessed. See what God is saying. He said, and behold, I am with you, Jacob. This was on his way to Laban's house. And I will keep you. I am not with you for fancy. I will keep you in all the places whither thou goest. Every place you pass through. Through terrorists and bandits and demons. And I will bring you again to this land. For I will not leave you. Even if you want, I won't let you go. We are the ones who normally tell God, I won't leave you. God is now telling the blessed, I will not leave you. Until I have done that, which I have spoken to thee of. Somebody say amen. Blessing powerful. That is why some of us walk with audacity, authority, ferocity, lionity. We walk with capacity. Indomitable, indefatigable, irresistible, unharassable. Because waiting the work for us, pass waiting the work against us. It pass. What is working for us is heavier than what is working against us. Who is standing by our side is stronger than who is standing on the other side. Somebody shout it loud and say amen. And you know what? Your mentality affects your reality. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. That was Jacob. What about Joseph? Genesis 39 verse 2. He had been sold into slavery. But the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He had been sold into slavery, but the Lord was with Joseph. In verse 21 again, the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph, but the Lord was with Joseph. And if God be for us, who can be against us? What can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? The answer is a capital no, in red letter, underlined, blocked. Somebody say loud amen. Psalm 23 and in verse 1 to last, David the blessed was speaking. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even Cyrus, the unbeliever king, that God raised and blessed for his purpose, God was with him. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to verse 3. If God can pick a hidden man, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. He said, I will go before you, Cyrus, and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Somebody say, Elad, amen. Say, I am blessed, and I am not alone. Say, I am too blessed to be alone. Say, and I am too connected to be defeated. This is the most critical thing I can tell you about the blessing. The presence of the blesser is with the blessed. The presence of the blesser is feelable, is around the blessed. Number two, so the blessing establishes the presence of God around the life of the blessed. Number two, the blessing establishes the backing and the defense of the Lord around the life of the blessed. The blessing establishes the backing and the defense of God around the life of the blessed. The first one we saw is that was that God is with the man who is blessed. The blessing establishes the presence of God around the life of the blessed. And now we are seeing that the blessing establishes the backing and the defense of God around the life of the blessed. Any witness in scripture? Yes, we saw the witness in scripture. We saw some of this on Sunday. Where God showed up to defend Abraham from Abimelech. Genesis chapter 30, 20 and in verse 9, in verse 3. Genesis 20 verse 3. But God came to Abimelech in the dream by night. And said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, she's a man's wife. That was the backing of God. That was the defense of God. That was God showing up for the rescue and the defense of his blessed man. Genesis 31 and in verse 24. We saw again. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Be careful with the man. When God blesses you, he backs you. The blessing of God comes with the backing of God. Now God's presence alone can fend off the adversary. It's as if the lion is escorting an antelope. The other day, I saw how a baby antelope was left alone. I think lions were coming, and the mother antelope ran. Baby antelope could not run as fast. So this mother lion came around this baby antelope. Under normal circumstances, this is free food. But maternal instincts rose. And maybe he was not too hungry too. But the mother inside came up and he just went around this baby, cuddled the baby, and the baby antelope began to follow the lion like his mother. And other lions and the cheetahs and leopards and tigers would try to come, and this mother lion will open eye for them. And this baby was safe under the cover of the lion. Until one day they were running, and the baby located the mother and followed the real mother. And the lion felt that his job was over. The miracle for me was how the lion protected the baby. But the major miracle for me was how the mother and the baby recognized each other. In the whole wild forest, how do you know that this particular antelope is your mother? Only God. I've never seen something as touching as that. This baby was running over his killer in safety. How much more will Jehovah God protect his own? Now, the presence of God is enough to fend away the devil. But now God is saying, I am not just presence, I am ready to fight. I am here to tear them for you. No wonder when Jabez was asking God for the blessing in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and in verse 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed. And what will this blessing do? It will enlarge my coast. It will cause your hand to be with me, and it will keep me from evil. This blessing will release your hand on me, and you will keep me from evil, and you will not allow any grief to come near me. And God granted him that which he requested. That is the content of that blessing. It doesn't just enlarge your coast, it keeps you from evil. So the next time I say you are blessed, all that you should be hearing is, you are defended, you are protected. Or rather, among the things you should hear is that you are protected, you are defended, you are shielded. You are not a wasteable material. Hey! Who is God speaking to here today? Now I decree, you are blessed. Say that amen like a believer. You are blessed. Tell people around you, tell them you are blessed, you are blessed, you are blessed. You are blessed beyond defeat. You are blessed beyond destruction. You are beyond blessed beyond wastage by the devil. Give the Lord a praise, take your seat. The blessing establishes the presence of the Lord around the life of the blessed. The blessing establishes the backing and defense of the Lord around the life of the blessed. Number three, the blessing establishes the terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. The presence of the Lord is there first, the defense and the backing of God, and then the terror. There is something in your climate that terrorizes the devil. The terror. We saw that first in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, when God began to bless Noah after the flood. And then God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And now by this blessing, the fear of you and the dread of you. Hey! la 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 la. The fear of you and the dread of you, because I just bless you, the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the earth and upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Instead of you being delivered into their hands, into your hands they are delivered. When they think evil of you, their heart cut. They have panic attacks. They have ischemic heart disease, myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accidents. They have rupture of brain vessels. The fear of you, and as I speak right now, anywhere they are thinking evil of you, and thinking evil of me, and thinking evil of the church of Jesus, their heart shall fail, their system shall fail, they shall have heart attacks, they shall die without your notice. Those who will not leave you alone, now your head then go follow die. They follow you die. I think it is a skunk or the squirrel that will just run very fast and is being pursued by a dog. He will just go as if he wants to embrace the tree and bend. And then the first animal, there are people who will pursue you, say they have accident. They will crash, they will die. That bitterness will be their death. The bitterness they are not in a case will be their death. I have seen people run mad. They run mad from bitterness. They are bitter until they became mad. They may be looking for somebody, but it's not you they are looking for. Mahoshato kolaga dagalaga hasabi yadubahu. Lekeferete seti kalaga dagalala. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and shout the loudest amen. As a child of God, the fear of the devil is a waste of emotion. Channel your fear to God. Fear God. The fear of the devil is a waste of emotion. Redirect your fear. Redirect your fear. Someone said, I'm too afraid of God to be afraid of man. And what I just told you now is scriptural. Isaiah chapter 8 and in verse 18. Verse 13. He said, sanctify the Lord of hosts. Start from verse 12. Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom these people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear. Don't fear what people fear, nor be afraid. What should you fear? Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself and let him be your fear. And let him be your dread. Don't fear what they fear. There is only something and someone to fear. His name is God. When you have feared him, see what he will do. Verse 13. Neither fear ye their fear. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself and let him be your fear and let him be your dread. Then see verse 14. And he shall be for you a sanctuary. When you have fear, when you refuse to fear them and you decide to fear God, he will become your house, your bomb shelter. But a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the house of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. People on the other side, he will be their trap. But for you, he is your shelter. Calm down. Look at your neighbor, say, don't fear what they fear. It's a waste of fear. There is only one person to fear. His name is Jehovah. Abada Bada. Utoba Ogagu. Uyiki Yiki. Amamama Siama 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 Siama. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Is somebody benefiting from this bomb tonight? Say loud amen. Is somebody benefiting from this bomb tonight? Shout the loud and say amen. The blessing of the Lord establishes the terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. In Genesis 35 and in verse 5, look at the experience of Jacob the blessed. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not, neither could they pursue. After the sons of Jacob, the terror of God was everywhere, and the pursuers couldn't pursue. Not everybody is pursuable by the devil. 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 And from today, I declare you unpursuable by every devil. Number 4. All right, one more scripture. Deuteronomy 11, 25. God was speaking to the children of Israel. He said, there shall no man be able to stand before you. For the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you. No, not just hands can be laid, fear can be laid. He will lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Say, thank you, Lord, for the fear of the Lord, the terror of the Lord around my life. So when you fear God, his fear will be perceived around you. When you fear him, his fear will be perceived. His terror will be perceived around you. And I'm seeing Adoka on the screen right now. And I declare today in the name of Jesus, I speak peace to that land. I speak to that territory. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace to Mangu in Plateau State. I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Killers will begin to kill themselves. The blessing of the Lord, number 4, imparts the blessing. They are jumping. The blessing imparts the strength and might of the Lord for consistent victory. The blessing imparts the strength and might of the Lord for consistent victory. It imparts the strength and the might of the Lord for consistent victory. A blessed man is a strong man. Rema. No blessed man is a weak man. No blessed man is a weak man. A blessed man is a strong man. Genesis 26 and in verse 16. Look at what the testimony of the Philistines. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. You carry a might and a strength we lack. A blessed man is a strong man. And somebody says, only woman. It's only man. We are all men in the spirit. There is no difference in the realm of the spirit. Yeah? A blessed woman is a strong woman. The woman was, a sister was sharing the testimony of what happened after the commanding the day. That the commanding the day where we dealt with witches and wizards. And then yesterday where we dealt with the altars of ancestral altars. That she now saw herself in a dream where a big man came around her to come and steal what belongs to her. He thought that she would run like usual, but she stood and was unable to steal what he came to steal and decided to run. But she said she was not just satisfied with him not being able to steal. She ran after him and beat the hell out of him. A woman beating a demon man in the dream by by the strength and the authority of the Lord. Very, very soon, both in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the physical, you will manifest unusual strength that will shock the devil. You will manifest unusual strength that will shock the devil. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say you are blessed and you are strong. Say it again, say you are blessed and you are strong. Genesis 14 and in verse 14. We saw Abraham arming his trained servants born in his own house and pursued the army of four nations. That is strength. That is power. Genesis 32 and in verse 28. We saw Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince have you power with God and with men. And you have prevailed. You have power with God and with men. And you have prevailed. And that came in response to, I will not let you go until you bless me. That blessing came in form of power. I'm sure you remember what Jacob was asking. I won't let you go until you bless me. Instead of saying, take the blessing, he said, take the power. Blessing equals power, equals strength, equals might. I decree today, the last time any devil defeated you, any devil saw your back, shall be the last forever. The last time you cried because of an affliction shall be the last forever. Shout the loudest amen. Number 5, the blessing of the Lord establishes. The blessing establishes the blessing hedge of protection around the blessed. It establishes the blessing hedge of protection around the life of the blessed. There is a blessing hedge of protection, an invisible wall that no force can penetrate. It establishes a blessing wall of protection around the life of the blessed. That was what we saw in our text. Job chapter 1, verse 10. Hast thou not blessed him? Hast thou not made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Anywhere, anything that pertains to you is in the world. There is a hedge around them. There is a wall around them. An impenetrable wall. Around you, around all that he has, around his household. So the wall covers you, covers your children, covers everybody connected, related, associated with you. It is no go area. How we used to play as children. I pass here, no way. I pass here, no way. How many of you know that when people hold their hand and make a cycle? I pass here. In some local places, instead of I pass here, say I pass here, no way. Hey! Look at your neighbor saying, if you see the devil, tell him, no passage around my life. No way of passage around my life. Poverty devil is coming. Say, I pass here. No way. They say there is a plague. It's catching everybody. I pass here. No way. Say, people, a premature death, moving on rampant. I pass here. No way. No way! No way! No way! Look at your neighbor. Say, no way for the devil around your life. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 4. Take your seat. And he said, that same wall of fire, verse 5, that same wall is upon the blessed Israel. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and I will be the glory in the midst. I told you one day we're somewhere inside the car. Hold up, slow down. A country somewhere, I won't mention the name. And then a gunman ran towards our car. We heard that in that place, you know, when we arrived at the airport, people came, they welcomed us with flowers, with all manner of things. There was such a celebration. I'm sure that some criminals were watching. Who is this person? Must be a millionaire, a billionaire. Sound very important. We drove, they followed us almost 35 minutes drive from the airport. Moment we slowed down, he ran, gone out, straight to the door, to pull the door. You know what happened? As he came back, he jammed wall. Pass here, no way. The driver moved this way, he tried to go the other way, the vehicle knocked him on this side. We passing through the midst of them, went our way. Went to the nearest police station and reported the case. They say, it has been rampant in this place in the last room, and that they follow somebody all the way to the hotel and shut him down in front of the hotel. Yes. Within the same week. You are not wastable. You are not a wastable material. You are not a destroyable material. You are not a wastable material. I prophesy to you today, every devil looking forward to waste you, they shall waste themselves. I said they shall waste themselves. They shall waste themselves. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say you are not wastable. Say there is an invisible wall around your life. No devil can pass. The reason why you need this light is because light is reflective. When this revelation sits in you, when you move, they sense of darkness. You know, wicked people are agents of darkness. Forces possess them. They are dark forces. And the forces inside them recognize the force inside another person. Somebody say amen. Give them a big clap and take your seat. Finally, number six, the blessing establishes a perpetual injunction on the life of the blessed against destruction. It's a perpetual injunction. There is a decree hanging on the life of the blessed. It's hanging there. Origin, dunamis. Warning, do not trespass. You heard the testimony of that girl. But here we have it in Isaiah chapter 65 verse 8. It said, as the new wine, thus said the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. So that is, one said, there is a statement hanging that this one is blessed, don't touch him. It is similar to the statement in Psalm 105, verse 12 to verse 18. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, when they were but a few men in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yeah, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. From this moment forward, there is an audible decree that the forces of darkness will hear when they think about you. There is a decree that witches will begin to hear when they think about you. There is an injunction that the kingdom of darkness will hear when they begin to think about you. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So what have we said so far concerning how the blessing preserves? First, that the blessing establishes the presence of the Lord around the life of the blessed. And that brings preservation. And then, that the blessing establishes the backing and defense of the Lord around the life of the blessed. And that again, is preservation. And then, that the blessing establishes the terror of the Lord around the life of the blessed. And then, that the blessing imparts strength and might. The strength and the might of the Lord for consistent victory in battles. And then, the blessing establishes the blessing hedge of protection around the life of the blessed. And then, the blessing establishes a perpetual injunction on the life of the blessed against destruction from the enemy. Wow! If the case is true, and it is true because forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven, then you will jump on your feet and scream for at least 20 seconds. Hey! 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 Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Shout! 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 We need this word in these dangerous days. We need this word in these dangerous times. You are blessed, and you are blessed, and you are blessed. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Every provision of God comes with conditions. You want to see the fullness of the blessing. What do you do? Number one, give God the first place in your life. Give God the first place in your life. What does it mean? Make God the most important person in your life. That is genuinely. Make God the most important person in your life. It means again, make God the most critical factor of your existence on the earth. Everybody who know you must know. Devils must know. Witches must know. Wizards must know. Your friends must know. Your enemies must know. That for this person, don't play with him and his God. I am telling you, authentic source of the blessing. We are in the days where we cannot afford to be unserious spiritually. We cannot afford to be one leg in God and one leg with the devil. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things the world is looking for, blessing, healing, deliverance, preserving, all will be added unto you. Meaning of this is, if you are a Christian, be a real one. Don't be fake. Don't be plastic. Don't be hypocritic. Be real, be real, be real. Give God the first place in your life. Number two, be trustable, trustworthy, and reliable before God. Be trustable, trustable, trustworthy, and reliable before God. Let the God of heaven be able to trust you even as a mortal man. Let God trust you. It's one thing for man to trust God. It's another thing for God to trust man. You won't beg for things. If you can come to a point in your life where God can say, I trust him. If God can trust you He will bless you. Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 28. He said, 28, 20 rather. He said, a faithful man shall abound with a blessing. A faithful man is reliable. He is trustworthy. He is trustable. It is one thing for man to trust God. It's another thing for God to trust man. You know what God said concerning Abraham? God said to Abraham, I know him. He said, in fact, it was the counsel of divinity. Should I do anything and hide it from my friend Abraham? Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 19. Should I hide a thing from this man? Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, I know him, I know him, that he will command his children and his household after. I know him. I know him. I may not be sure of other people, but I'm sure of this one. I know him. The same thing God was telling, the same thing God was telling Satan. In Job chapter 1 verse 8, concerning Job, he said, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth. A perfect and an upright man. Consider him. I know him. One man was telling me a story. How he had a very bad experience. I think he had someone that was like a guest minister. To minister in their church. I think that was in the country of South Africa. He's a pastor there. And he had very terrible experience. So, for almost 6 to 7 years, he had nobody that is covering him or pastoring him. As I say, he doesn't know who to believe or trust. Then one day, he prayed, say, Lord, I can't continue like that. And then, he was in a vision, a revelation. And the Lord said, see that one. Follow him. You can trust him. When the person turned, he saw my face. So, wow. So, we went to South Africa for a crusade. He came with his wife and children to the hotel where we stayed. And he said, I haven't met you, but I saw this vision many years ago. And I've been trying to connect. But I have just come to authenticate that revelation. And he has since come here. I'm saying this only by way of illustration. I am not saying this to say that anybody has arrived anywhere. I told one young man today, a pastor, and he came to me. And I said to him, we have a challenge in our generation. We are young people have already become authorities. People who are just starting have become authorities. I told him, I said, I'm not an authority in anything. He said, what? He said, but there are areas where we think you are an authority. He said, no. In that area where you think I am an authority, I am still a student. I'm not yet a professor. So we are all still on the journey. But no matter your level today, you must come to the point where God at least can. Now, the point is, you may not be perfect, but you must be reliable. You must be sincere. You must be real. Did you hear what I said? Peter wasn't perfect. The people, those people, a couple of them, they were not 100% in perfection as far as their humanity was concerned. But they hid nothing from their maker. They were open before their God. If God can trust you, he will bless you. If his mind can be at rest with you, you won't beg. If he's not afraid, that you will become proud because of money. You will marry a second wife because he blessed you. God forbid, it's not you I'm talking to. The man did things and like this. Haven't you seen people before? When they were poor, they were a faithful husband, committed father. When they became prosperous small, the wife will only see him once in a week. He said business is carrying him everywhere. That business is camping with one person or the other, somewhere or the other. Attendance to church is a challenge. When they were poor, they were humble. They were committed to family, to wife, to children, to God. When God blessed them, everything changed. They become mixed up with the world. Small is beginning to drink wine. So, oh no, they say that this is a new type of wine. It is good for the heart. Wine, that one bottle is 1 million. Yeah, it's a 40-year-old wine. That's what I'm saying. That is the problem of God. He doesn't want to lose you because he blessed you. He doesn't want to regret that he blessed you. He doesn't want your spiritual fire to drop because you became rich. He doesn't want your commitment to him to drop because he became successful. Be trustable, trustworthy, reliable. If he can trust you, he will bless you. Number 3, walk uprightly, not crookedly. This one is applying directly to financial practices. Walk uprightly, not crookedly. In Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, the Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He's not sitting in the seat of the scornful. He's not standing in the way of sinners. His sole delight is in the law of the Lord. He will not beg God to bless him. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him about as with a shield. You will bless the righteous. With favor you will compass him about as with a shield. Don't be that kind of person who would do practically anything to get money. Practically anything to arrive at money. Don't be that type. Don't be that kind of person that places more value in money than in God. Don't be that kind of person. Walk uprightly, not crookedly, and see what God will bless you. And when God has given you such a blessing, that blessing becomes your preservation. Finally, honor God with your substance and resources. Be someone who knows how to honor God. Honor God profusely. Honor God abundantly. We'll talk about that in this month of supernatural supply, the month of the blessing. In Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 9 to 10, he said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Honor him, honor him. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Thy barns filled with plenty, presses burst out with new wine. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Some people don't understand what it means to honor. Malachi defines it for us. A son honoreth his father, and a servant honoreth his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Say the Lord of hosts, O you priests, he's even talking to priests that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised your name and not honored you? Verse 7. You offer polluted bread upon my altar. Instead of giving me clean, clean resources, you offer polluted. Wherein have we polluted thee? How many of you know that there are people who put the money they put in the offering? At times, such money cannot buy anything in the market. So wretched, so crooked, torn. May God forbid for me to give a torn note to God. Look at the next, next line. You offer, the table of the Lord is contemptible. Now it makes it more clear now in verse 8. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, you brought ram that was blind. And that is the only ram you can bring to the altar. He said, is it not evil? Cow that broke his leg. He said, that is what you are bringing for offering. If you offer the lame, goat that is sick, the nose is running, the eye is full of wax, a budging goat. You see? Look at what he said. Offer it now to the governor of your state. Give such a goat as Christmas gift to your local government chairman. You say, Your Excellency, I just came to honor you with this. They will arrest police for you. Some people are bringing the cow. Cow that. How do you say, Your Excellency, I know that you have a lot of guests in this Christmas period. I just decided to bring this cow. The man who first clean his eyes. What am I? Two categories of people will be invited. Number one, psychiatrist. Because this can only happen by madness. To police. Say, please examine this man whether he's in his righteousness. That is what God is saying. Say, you don't know how to honor me. Let me tell you. If there are people who are still battling, should I give tithe 10%? You are not. The realm we are talking about is not yours at all. Many of us left that realm years ago. We are in realms where some money entered your hand. All of it went to God. All. You didn't take one naira out of it. I'm not preaching theory. This is life. Raw life. That is, you are in the realm where your life is practically a living sacrifice. Nothing you have that you have a claim on. Beloved, do these four things. There are many more. In the course of the month, we'll look at more. But I can say to you, if you will flow and ensure that you are in that realm where you give God the first place, you are in that realm when God can trust you. You are trustable. You are trustworthy. You are reliable. You are faithful. God has no fear concerning you as far as your future spiritual is concerned. You are walking uprightly, not crookedly. Not doing everything you can to get money by all means. That's what has made people to kill human beings today. Yahoo Plus and all manner of fraudulent internet things. Somebody opened a Facebook page in the name of another person. And I say, why don't they open it in their own name? Some they open some in their name. Healing and deliverance prayers of Dr. Pastor Paul and Enche. All manner of rubbish pages. They send them to us. We keep on shutting them down. They are rising up at the rate we are shutting them down. I say, why don't they open it in their own name? He said, no, their wretched names cannot attract any followership. You want to steal and you are not stealing in your own name. You want to steal in another person's name. That was the offense of Gehazi. He was stealing in the name of Elisha. My master sent me to collect the money. So really? All right, you like Naaman's prosperity? Don't you can collect his leprosy as well. Hallelujah. Trustworthy. Thirdly, walk uprightly, not crookedly. Finally, honor God with your substance. I don't have any doubt that you will meet these four requirements. Somebody say amen. I don't have any doubt. And because I don't have any doubt, I believe also that the first six things that the blessing will do for you, it is done. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. With a louder shout of praise. With a loudmost shout of praise. Lift up your hands and just appreciate God for what you have heard tonight. Open your mouth. We're going to pray two prayers. And I need some of the prayers on the back of. Lift your hands and appreciate God. Three. First of all, we start with appreciation. And then we proceed. Now, Hashatokaba. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father.
Father.
Now say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Now louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today.
Today.
I come.
Before you.
To surrender.
To surrender.
Myself.
Myself.
I thank you.
For your word.
For your word. To me.
To me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Be glorified.
Glorified.
O Lord.
O Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Again, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
in Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
We're going to pray those six things of preservation and protection in our lives. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
And I make demand.
And I make demand.
On the blessing.
On the blessing.
That establishes,
that establishes
the presence
of God
around my life.
Around my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
Father,
I make demands.
I make demands
on the backing,
on the back
and defense,
and defense
of the Lord,
of the Lord
around my life,
around my life
by the blessing,
by the blessing
of the Lord,
of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father,
Father,
I make demands.
I make demands
on the terror,
on the terror
of the Lord,
of the Lord
around my life,
around my life
and my destiny,
and my destiny
by the blessing,
by the blessing
of the Lord,
of the Lord.
Say, Father,
Father,
I make demands.
On the impartation
of strength
of
and might
from the Lord,
from the Lord,
for consistent
victory
against the devil
by the blessing. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the hedge
of protection,
the blessing
hedge
of protection
around my life
by the blessing.
Say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the perpetual
injunction
of the Almighty
on my life
against
the forces
of destruction.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth, pray. Let us affair it as well. Let us say it. Yet,
In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and your voice and pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you,
today
to give you,
the
first place,
in
my life.
I receive
the grace
to give you
the first place
in my life.
Help me, Lord,
to be trustable,
to be trustworthy,
to be reliable,
to be faithful
to you.
Help me, Lord,
to walk uprightly
and not crookedly.
Oh, Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
help me, Lord,
to be able
to honor
you
with my substance,
with my resources.
Oh, Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray to God.
Help me, Lord.
In
Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise and give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Very, very quickly, anywhere you are tonight, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Pray this prayer after me and mean it with your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer anywhere you are. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front. Pick your bag, pick your Bibles. Pastor, I'm surrendering my life to Jesus. While they come, communions to us, take your person as well. Quickly come forward here and let us surrender ourselves to God. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as they come forward. Let's go, celebration.
One day, time shall stand still.
Come, make it faster.
One day, time shall stand still and be no more when all shall
end. Keep coming.
One day,
two,
eternity,
three,
for all, great
four,
one day, and be no more,
and be no more.
One day, eternity shall stand for all. For greatest, the trump shall sound. Dead in Christ shall arise first, and those alive shall rise to meet the Lord right in the air. So shall we ever be able. The trump shall sound, the trump shall sound.
Give the Lord a praise. Those in the front, place your hand on your chest. Any other person in the congregation, I hope you're okay in the media room, right? Any other person in the congregation, you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. You have given your life to Christ before, but you know you need to rededicate to Jesus now. I want to be free from smoking, from drinking, from alcoholism, from prostitution, from lesbianism, from gambling. Or you've been pursuing money crookedly, and the message you heard tonight has rebuked you and corrected you. Or any other thing. Or maybe you are not doing any of the bad things, but your spiritual life is down. You want to rededicate yourself to God. Quickly pick up your Bibles and bags and step forward here. Go ahead with the singing as they come forward. I'll give you the count of 10. God bless you. 1.
I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am your soul, Lord.
2.
And for all eternity, I have just one life to live, and it
2.
Must glorify you. I am your soul, Lord.
3.
And for Lord, I want to know. Lord, I want to know.
3.
Lord, I want to see your face.
4.
Lord, I.
Oh, 5.
I
6.
Just to
7.
To
8.
All the time, I have just
a light to live. And it must glorify you. I am your soul, Lord. And for all eternity. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.